Mombasa. Evening, September 16th, 1971. Pandya House. Meeting with community leaders.
Recite some verses from Srimad Bhagavatam, which are in instruction of Rishabhde, Maharaj Rishabhde. Rishabhdev appears in incarnation of God, and he ruled over sometimes on this planet, and he was the father of Maharaj Bharat, who ruled over this planet after him. Many thousands of years ago, because Srimad Bhagavatam was written 5,000 years ago, and long, long before. So, Rishabhdev's son was Bharat Maharaj, and after his name, this planet is called Bharatvarsha. Bharatvarsha does not mean the small piece of land which are now occupied in India. Bharatvarsha means the whole planet. And before that, this planet was known as Ilavati Varsha. So, this Vedic culture was ruling all over the world. Because the gradually people became degraded, the Vedic culture remained in a broken state in India only. Otherwise, from Mahabharata and other historical references, we can understand that these Europeans, Americans, they belong to the Kshatriya caste. Maharaj Jayati gave to his two sons, this Greek and Rome, and from their generation, these European caste and the American song of the flag. And they are Aryan song, Indo-Aryan song. This is historical reference. Thank you, Lord. So Vedic culture was spread all over the world. There is historical reference. Just like, for example, that our India, 20 years ago, that India and present India is different. Because it is now divided, Pakistan. Some portion of India has been taken away by other elements who did not agree. Similarly, the whole world was India or Bharatvarsha. Gradually, as the Vedic culture degraded, others separated. In India also, still, we have got so many sects. What is differing from original Vedic culture? Just like Lord Buddha. He is Indian, he was Hindu, he was Kshatriya, but he differed from the Vedas. He started his own religious system, Buddhism. Although in India there is practically no Buddhism, it is outside India, but Buddhism also originated from India. Similarly, there is Jainism, Sikhism, and so many other reasons. But the original culture is Vedic culture. Every culture you'll find there is a history. But Vedic culture has no history. Nobody knows when it began and when it will end. It will never end. On this cultural unity, the whole world was one. There was only one plan. Even after the time of Maharaj Parikshit, there was only one king in Hastinapura. The battle of Kurukshetra was fought. All the people of the world, some of them, because it was a family fight between two cousin brothers, so some of them joined this side, some of them joined that side. But the whole world, it was the greatest world war. This Vedic culture is very old. That is a fact. And this Rishabhdev is speaking to his son before he died. And it is understood that when he was in Burma, he was speaking to his son. He had 100 sons. Nowadays, people say that population has increased. But I do not know how the population has increased. Nobody can breed even more than 10 sons. And in those days, people were breeding 100 sons. Even the Kurus, they are 100 brothers. Anyway, Rishabhdev had 100 sons. Out of that, nine became sannyasis. Others remained kshatriya. So this is another instruction that persons born in kshatriya family became brahmin by quality. And in the Bhagavad Gita it is also said, chatur bandham maya sristam guna karma vibhava. That was the old system. And Narada Muni says, jasya hi jat lakshanam sya varnadhi vanjakam yadi anlatsati visheta satya naiva vinidhise. Now just like these 100 sons born of kshatriya father, but these 9 sons were in the symptoms of brahminical culture. So they were accepted as brahmin, as instructed by Narada Muni. Jadi anlatsati visheta, the brahminical symptoms were visible in the 9 sons of a kshatriya, therefore they were accepted as brahmin. This is Vedic culture. Bhagavan Krishna also says, guna karma vibhavata. Guna, quality. Now if a boy, if a child is born of a Brahmin father, now, according to Vedic system, by birth everyone is Shudra. Janmana jayati Shudra. Sastara bhavet dija. Then he to undergo different reformatory process. And during that period, if he is seeing that he has got the symptoms of a kshatriya or a vaishya, then he will designate it immediately that this child has to become a kshatriya or vaishya. There are many instances. So samskara, bhavish, bija, of course, the Brahmins, Kshatriyas and the Vaishyas all have bijas because they are offered the sacred bread by the spiritual master. Only Shudras are not bija. They are but one bath by the father and mother. Then again, these Varnasa. In the Vishnu Puran, it is said, Varnasama Charvata. The human civilization must be conducted under the institution of this Varnasama Charvata. Why? Now, by practicing this system, one can gradually understand what is Vishnu. Varnasama Charvata Purusena Karapumas Vishnu Aradhate. Vishnu, the ultimate aim is worship Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of God. And it is a king's duty to see that citizens are executing this Varnasama Dharma very nicely. That was king's duty. It is stated in the Bhagavata that unless a king or government can give protection to the citizens from exploitation by dishonest ministers and thieves and rogues, then he cannot collect tax. He is unworthy of taking tax from the citizens. The primary duty is that the citizen must be protected from the dishonest minister. Asadhu Amasya, this very word is used. Amasya means minister. And Choradi Dhar, thieves and rogues. This is one of the duties. And then again, he should see that people are executing the system of Varnasama Dharma. The Brahmin is doing his duty, the Kshatriya is doing his duty, and the Vaishya is doing his duty, and the Sudra is doing his duty. And the symptoms and duties and occupation is also mentioned in the Shastra. Just like in Bhagavad Gita, the Brahminita's duties are mentioned there. Satta samadama sutikha ajava. Jnanam vijnanam asistam brahma karma savarajam. Similarly, Kshatriya duty, soja, seja, dasam, yudhita palayanam. A Kshatriya talent cannot refuse. If somebody comes forward, and I want to fight it. He cannot say, no, I don't want to fight. No, he will have to fight. Yudhita palayanam. Ganam, Isha Havanja. Kshatriya should give in charity. Vyasta would give in charity. Brahmachari, Banaprastha, they will perform austerities. Jagdadhyana tapakriya. The human society should accept Jagda, Dhyana, Tapasya. That is human. Jagdadhyana tapakriya. One has to elevate himself to the highest platform by tapasya, brahmacharyena, samena, dhamena, Tyagena, Sojena. These are the sarsic Indians. And the result there says the very same thing, because this is Vedic culture. So he is instructing his 100 sons, my dear sons, लाय देह देव भाजान लिलोके पस्तान कामान अरहतिवीर भुजान जे। My dear son, this particular body, human body, Payala Deha, Nilok, in the human society, is not meant for Satsang Kama. In order to sense gratify, one has to accept very, very hard work. This is not human civilization. Prashantam. Tama. Tama means we have got to satisfy our senses. But not by prashantam. Taking too much stuff. Because human life is very, very important. Bahunal janmanal ante. After many, many evolutionary forces. Jalayana Lakhani, Savarana Kurinsati. We have to pass through 9 lakhs of species in the water. You know, this is water. There are so many aquatics. Then gradually they become plants, trees, then gradually insects, reptiles, then birds, Pakshinam, Rasalak Khatam. There are 10 lakh species of birds. First of all, principle of Thani, then bees, 30 lakhs. Bees, in Africa there are so many bees. So, this is the information we understand from Vedic literature. Long ago, when I was householder, this doctor, I was doing medical business. So he asked me that Mr. Sutton says, how is that so particularly it is mentioned that there are 9 lakh species of aquatic, 20 lakh species of the trees and plants. How it is a fact? This is a very intelligent question. And that is Vedic knowledge. Therefore, we take it Vedas as authority. Those who are followers of Vedas, they do not argue. They take Vedic injunction as final. Shruti Pramana. If it is written in the Vedas, the evidence is there, then it is accepted. Shruti Pramana. According to our Vedic culture, the learned scholars would accept Shruti Pramana. Just like in the law court, if it is mentioned in the law book, and one can give evidence from the law book under such and such, it is accepted by the judge. There is no need of inquiry further. That is authority. So we accept authority of the Vedas in such a way. So whatever is mentioned there, it should be accepted. Otherwise, what is the meaning of authority? If you inquire, if you bring into examination your defective knowledge, then what is the meaning of authority? Every cognizant soul is defective in 4 ways. What is that? He is sure to commit mistake. He is sure to commit mistake. He is sure to be illusion. He has a propensity for cheating. And his senses are imperfect. These are the 4 defects of conditioned soul. Every one of us. Therefore, our knowledge by speculation, because my senses are imperfect. Just like I got my eyes, but it is conditioned. Unless there is a light suitable for my seeing, I cannot see. So what is the use of these eyes? My eyes cannot do authority that whatever I see, it is all that. No. I have to see. Therefore, Vedic Indian Sunny, Shastra of Krishyap, your eyes should be through the vision of the Shastra. Not that by your personal experience. No. For example, we can give you those who are followers of Vedic Indian Sunny. Just like Vedas say that the bone of an animal is impure. If you touch the bone of an animal, you have to take bath. So we actually follow. Those are Hindus, followers of Vedic culture. If they by chance touches on haddi, then he'll go home and change his clothes and take bath. Similarly, when we pass through airport, even my own stool is still like take bath to become pure. But the Vedas say the stool of cow dung is pure. And we accept that. When there is impure place, we bring cow dung and smear over it. Now you can say it is contradictory. You say stool is impure, and again you say cow dung, that is also another animal's stool, you say it is pure. Oh, it is contradictory. But no, because it is authority, even there is contradiction, it falls. Similarly, the concept is the bone of an animal. But the injunction is that if you touch the bone of a dead animal, you become impure, but concept is kept in the deity room. It is so pure. So even if you find so many contradictions, they are not contradictions. They are actually facts. One medical man in Calcutta, he analyzed this cow dung and he found all the antiseptic properties are there. So basic injunction is so authoritative. Why? Because whatever he says, it is fact. But if you take the knowledge from the Vedas, then you save so much time for researching. If you challenge that, you can go on researching, but you come to the same conclusion, but later on. So our this, I mean to say, Varnasam Dharma culture is based on the injunction of the Vedas. Apparently, we may take it as contradictory, but still, we, for practical purposes, we take it into use. So, the Bhagavad Gita or any Shastra, Vedic literature, is in that position, in authoritative position. We cannot argue in our own way, or we cannot interpret in my own way. We have to take it as it is. Therefore, we are publishing Bhagavad Gita as it is. Not interpreting in our own way. That's right. Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan says, Shimam divasate yogam sattvan ahamabhyam. I spoke this philosophy of Bhagavad Gita formally to the sun god. Divasan manavet prahu manu ikha vavetravet. And the sun god explained this to his son, Manu, Vaivasvata Mano, this age is going on at the present moment. And Mono explained this philosophy to his son Ikhaku, Maharaj Ikhaku. Maharaj Ikhaku was the original forefather of the dynasty in which Lord Ramchandra took his birth. Ikhaku once saw Raghu once. And Krishna says, Imam, Evan, Parampara Prasam, Imam Rajar Sayobidu. Formerly, the kings were as good as great sages. They are trained up in such a way. They are guided by high class Brahmins and sages. And if the king would prove useless, they will dethrone him. That was the monarchical system. Therefore, they are called Rajas. And people are very happy, the Rajasi, the king should see that exactly the Varnasam Dharma is being executed by the subject. And the citizens are protected from the hands of dishonest ministers and thieves and rogues. That is good government. Not only that, the purpose of human life was being executed under the guidance of the God. To elevate everyone to the platform of understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. Vishnu Aradhati Punta. Nannapattu Seva. So, this is Vedic culture. This is Vedic culture means that the aim of human civilization should be to understand the original proprietor of everything. Read in the Isopanishad, Isavastamidam Sattvam. Everything is owned by the Supreme Personality of God, Isha. Krishna, the Supreme Isha, he also says that Sarvaloka Maheshwaram, Bhoktaram Jagatavasam, Sarvaloka Maheshwaram, Sridam Sarvabhutana, Jyatta Maham Shanti Nichati. There is no Shanti, peace in the world. Everyone, that is also the nature of this material world. Everyone is full of anxiety. But especially because they do not know who is the original proprietor of this cosmic manifestation. On account of this, there is ignorance and they are unhappy. The Krishna says, Gyatya Maam, when one understands me, that I am the proprietor of all planetary systems, Sarva Loka Maheshwaram, Sridam Sarva Bhutanam, I am the real friend of everyone. When understand this fact, when one understands this fact, Shanti Mitsati, he can be helped. Otherwise, it is not possible. So therefore, human civilization means to understand the supreme purpose of everything and offer his obeisances unto him. Just like we are offer our respect and obeisances to the state ruler or the state president, nowadays is the president. Suppose we are sitting here. If the president comes here immediately, we must show respect by standing up and giving to this. That is our duty. So, if you are obliged to offer respect and obeisance to the state head, how much are you obliged to the supreme proprietor, the supreme president? By that you have forgotten. Nati vidu sarsakatin hidushu. Yat parva. Durasaya. That ambition has been that we shall become happy by speculating, by making adjustments of these opposing elements. Therefore it is called durasaya. It will never be fulfilled. It will never occur if you go on in this way. You have to understand the supreme provider, the supreme originator of everything. So we are, our this movement is teaching people, educating people to know the supreme proprietor. Supreme proprietor, as Krishna says, I am the supreme proprietor. We are teaching that Krishna is the supreme proprietor. There is no division. We don't manufacture something. Everything is there. Why should we make research? Who is the supreme proprietor? Here is Krishna. He says, I am the supreme proprietor. We accept it. Now Krishna says, Manmana bhavahut makravai marjyajunam namaskuru. You always think of me as Sivida my devotee, Manmana bhavahut makravai marjyaji. You worship me. Man namaskuru, you offer your obeisances to me. So what is the difficulty? Krishna says, the supreme proprietor says, like that, and we are teaching people that you just become a devotee of Krishna. And how to become a devotee? That is also stated in the Shastra. Savanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam pada sevanam archanam bandhanam dasam sakkhamasa nivedanam. Just hear about Vishnu, not our father. Savanam kirtanam vishnu. So just hear about Krishna. What is the subject matter of hearing? There is a vast subject. What is that? Srimada Bhagavatam. Preliminary, you hear Bhagavad Gita. Sravanam, Kirtanam. You hear and chant the glories of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. That is recommended in the Shastra. Here the Shabda says, that tapo dibbang putra ka jena sattam suddhe jasmad brahma sukham malankam. Tapo, human life is meant for tapasya. To come to our original platform, there must be tapasya. India still is known as tapo bhumi. Not industrial bhumi. Tapo bhumi. Bharat Varsha. Lord Chaitanya says, Bharat humite manushya janma haiva jaa. Janma sattva kari karo paro upaka. He says that anyone who has taken his birth as a human being in India, Bharatbhumi, his business is that he must fulfill the mission of his life and then distribute it for paropokar, for doing good work. That is Bharatvarsha's mission. Bharatvarsha's mission is not that to exploit others, but to give something for upaka. Upaka. And what is that upaka? that upavas is to raise everyone to Krishna consciousness. That is the gift of Bhargava. Everyone should come to Krishna consciousness. Krishna does not say that I am Indian and Hindu. Krishna says, Sarvayoni Shukantiya Sambhavan Kirutaya Tathang Mahatmamad Jani Ahamadiva Pudakti. I am the seed giving father. So Krishna is father of all living entities, never mind, in whatever form he is. Sarvayoni Shukantiya. There are 8,400,000 of species of life. Different. That means Krishna is not only for the human society, he is for the birds, bees, everyone. He does not say that I am only for the Hindus or for the Indians or for the Brahmins or like that. Of course, Krishna is worshipped, Namo Brahmanna Devaya, Go Brahmana Hitaya, Jagat Vitaya Krishnaya Govindaya. So this Krishna consciousness movement, please try to understand that it is India's best gift to the whole world. This is a fact. And there is no difficulty. Why there is difficulty? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, because he first of all started this Krishna consciousness movement in Bengal. Perhaps you heard his name, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We sing, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, 500 years ago. He said this very word, Bharat Bhumite Murista Janma Hidaja. He said. And he also said that Prithivita Ase Jato Navaragi Gram. As many towns and villages are there on the surface of the globe, everyone, my name will be known. How his name will be known? By distributing this Krishna consciousness movement. So that is now begun. But, unfortunately, or somewhere other, what has been done, that has been done by one person's exertion. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that each and everyone is born in India to take this book. That is my appeal to you. You are all Indians, Hindus. You take this mission very seriously. Make your life successful. Because Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that anyone who is engaged in teaching these principles of Bhagavad Gita is very, very dear to me. So you can very easily become very dear to Krishna. To become Krishna's devotee or bhakta means just like Krishna said to Arjuna, Bhaktosi, Priyosi me. You are my devotee. And you are very dear. But that should be our aim. How we shall become Bhakta of Krishna? And how we shall become dear to Krishna? Then it will be very easy to understand what Krishna wants. And if we expand that mission, our life will be successful. So I request all gentlemen, ladies present here, to understand this Krishna consciousness movement. Of course, the human life is meant for as instructed by resulting. That this life is not meant for working very hard, simply for self-gain. They, of course, I have traveled very extensively in the Western countries.
It is all cities, Europe, America, Australia, Japan. The same principle is going on. 70 miles speed, motor cars going on this way and that way, everyone is busy. But what is the aim? Why they are working so hard? Stay still.
That's
having sex enjoyment, drinking, that's all. This is not there. Millions of years ago, then. This is not human life. Satsang karma. This kind of life is available in hog's life. The hogs are working day and night, very true, very true. And as soon as he gets full, he may immediately a sex indulgence. Never mind, mother or sister. This philosophy is going on. Freud philosophy. How to enjoy sex life. So people are in so much miserable condition. So those who are born in India to take sympathy upon them, spread this Krishna consciousness very seriously, and the world will be happy. Thank you.
Lecture, Sita asked straight ahead. When he did all this nice, why did he show that a lot of Indians are still suffering all over the world?
Because you don't take it.
Well, since you said it, so
have you taken this philosophy?
India.
Have you taken this philosophy? Then talk. After that, then talk. Take them and ask them. 4 years ago, they did not know what Krishna and how they are happy. Just ask them, they are Europeans, they are not Indians. There are many thousands like that. They have enough money, enough industry, enough woman, enough meat, enough drink. Why they are getting to this? But India simply refused to take it. What can be done? Anyone who will take it, he will feel happy. But if you don't take it, how will you feel happy? And Krishna consciousness movement is not only for the Indians. It is for the whole world. So whoever says, we thank you, that's all. Never mind, whether in India or Europe. It is meant for human beings. The animals cannot take it. The human being can take it or reject it.
Swami, there is no anxiety in the African countries at the moment. And the people are always anxious, they are in fear. Now what is your practical statement to bring mutual understanding with the philosophy of Western world?
Yes, he gives.
The people here, so that there could be peace.
Yes, he gives.
And fear will be eliminated.
Yes, he gives the Krishna consciousness to the African. That will settle them. Then they will know that you are not foreigner. By Krishna consciousness everywhere, they will know if they expect Krishna, just like in our camp, in this movement, there are many Africans. Black men. If you give a place to propagate, we bring so many black men also. We have got Mohammedans And they Christian Jews, there are many. We have got Jews, we have got Christians, we have got Mohammedans, we have got Africans, we have got Hindus, Parsis. This is the platform where everyone can become satisfied. Yatamam Santinichati. This is spoken by Krishna. But simply, if you make people understand what is Krishna here, that's all. And very simple method. So you make the effect, attempt. How everyone can understand Krishna? You understand first of all. If you do not understand yourself, how you make others to understand? That is not possible. But because we are Indian, it is a specific order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that it is your duty to spread this Krishna consciousness. If you do not do it, then you will be failing as Indian to discharge your duty. Bharat bhumite manushya janma haiva ja janma sarthak karo karmaka. First of all, you try to understand what is Krishna consciousness and distribute it for the welfare of the throughout the whole world. Very necessary. It is already proved. It is already proved. Anywhere we go, I was simply waiting a few minutes happened. The airport. Some young man can Hare Krishna. So this moment is spreading and it will spread if it is done by sincere person seriously. Because it is the portrayal of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It cannot be false. But if it is spread by the Europeans and Americans, and all the Indians do not take part in it. I don't think it will be very honorable business for you. But it is spreading. It is spreading. Uh-huh.